This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It'll be like two different shows today. The first portion of your program has come to its conclusion, where we had 2 hours of fun guests and conversations from River Joe Torre, John Starks. Go back and check it out in case you missed it on the free Odyssey app. We had an astronaut before, Mike Massimino. It was fun talking with him. Willie Randolph joined us. So we had a bunch of great guests in the first couple hours. And now we could get back to more of our normal sports talk show, although we should have another big guest coming up at 1 o'clock over the phone, though, not in studio or not in person here at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation. Anyway, we're down with the king topic of the day, and that was me just talking about, look, okay, now that the All-Star Game is behind us, and here we are with games returning, the second half beginning on Friday, but we are 2 weeks out from the trade deadline, and both the Mets and Yankees are in great positions here to, you know, bring some reinforcements in to each roster and really solidify teams that should be legitimate World Series contenders. You could argue that they are right now. Now, how legit, I don't know. I mean, does anybody compare to the Dodgers? But both teams in very good spots as it is. We also know both teams have some holes that need to be filled. So the question is going to be, well, how aggressive will each organization be? And there's different levels to aggression. And if you start with the Yankees and talk about Brian Cashman, well, you know he's going to be aggressive. He's just been an aggressive GM by nature. But how aggressive will he be? How aggressive will he be allowed to be? Because you could either, A, give up a bunch of prospects, which Cash has been reluctant to do at times. I mean, there's evidence of that, keeping Volpe instead of trading for Luis Castillo years ago, or even more as recently as last year with Spencer Jones, keeping him instead of trading for Corbin Burns prior to the start of last season. You could argue whether you thought it was right or wrong. That's not the point. The point is Cash has been reluctant to give up the top prospects to really go all the way in. Will that be different? Also, will Hal allow Cash maybe to take on some salary? Because that's another way you could bring in players. It's either you have to use money or prospects. Those are the two, pieces of capital that would, or resources that you'd have to bring in players that can finish out these rosters. So I trust that Cashman of the Yankees is going to be aggressive because he generally is. They generally are. Big splash, even last year with Jazz Chisholm. Like, the Yankees at the deadline are always active. They're going to add bullpen, probably a starter, but how far will they go? How much money will they be willing to take on, and what type of prospects are we talking about giving up? Is Lombard going to be on the table? I know Jose Ramirez is probably not going to go anywhere, but hey, let's just say that there is a trade out there that nobody's talking about or nobody's thinking about. Oh, Ramirez is available from Cleveland. It can't be, yeah, I want Ramirez, but I'm not giving up Lombard. Like, where are we at as far as the level of aggression? And that's from the Yankees' perspective. From the Mets' perspective, I trust the level of aggression from Steve Cohen, knowing that this is going to be an all-in year. This is a window. You got Lindor. You got Alonso going nuts. Obviously, you bring in Juan Soto. This is whatever you want to deem windows. Whatever. Like, they're all in now. The Mets should be joining the Yankees at the big boy table with going all in. And Cohen has shown money is no object. That's why I call him King Cohen. He's shown that. Even he references mildly, but it's always like, yeah, I don't want to do this, and then, screw it. What the hell, we'll bring Alonso back. I don't really want to do this. Screw it. Tack it on. Even dating back to contracts that didn't happen, like Carlos Correa. But I trust that there's going to be no stone unturned, or I don't know, whatever that saying is. when it comes to Steve Cohen taking on potential money, whether it, let's just say it's Luis Severino, not that bad, Luis Castillo with the Mets anyway. But anyway, let's talk about Severino. You know, hey, take on his money. You don't have to give it any prospects. Just take on his contract. Sure. I think that might be a move the Mets would make. I don't know if they're going to make that specific one, but just giving you one example of Cohen will flex his financial muscle. The then question becomes, would Stearns, what is his level of aggression or his definition of aggression to ours? Like, it can't be 2022 Daniel Vogelbach and Darren Ruff. That won't fly this year. It won't fly. People will go nuts. Myself included. Like, I'll be first in line. That won't fly. This is all in. Go aggressive. Get some players in here. Not Ruff and Vogelbach, which we all knew at the time wasn't enough. So I trust that Stearns will be aggressive. I just don't know, because of the way he's operated in Milwaukee and because of the way he's operated here, maybe his level of aggression is different than ours. And will that be enough to get the Mets over the hump? Take on money? Maybe. What about the prospects? Who are they going to be willing to give up? Not just about prospects that maybe we're not familiar with at the lower levels, but also talking about the gluttony of third basemen that they have with Beatty and Vientos and Mauricio, or trying to get McNeil. Like, you just, the Mets have Jet Williams. You want to go a little bit further. Like, the Mets have a bunch of players who still don't really have a true defined role yet, but they all kind of fill the same spot. So they got to clean that up a little bit. And will that be enough to bring in better pieces that fit now? Meaning, like, let's say you could trade Beatty for a bullpen arm or get a real center fielder, something along those lines. But we're going to find out. All the talk about the teams and the players and the managers throughout the course of the first half of the season, well, these next 2 weeks, it's going to be about the general managers. And then, you know, general managers and owners as well. And then, not only what they'll be willing to part with or reluctant to part with or willing to bring in or not willing to bring in, then we got to get on them for if it were the right move. So there's the level of aggression, how many prospects you're going to give up, how much money you're going to take on, and then will that be the right move, whether it be just in the short term, the rest of the way this year, or down the road in the future, depending on what types of moves. These obviously could have lasting impacts beyond just this year. BT and Sal on the Fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's get some more calls in. Tony is calling from Naugatuck, Connecticut. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? How's everything?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, I got a Met trade proposal. What do you think about this trade? Beatty, Acuna, Mauricio, Sprout, and Jet Williams for going to Arizona for Suarez and Gallen.
I think that's way, way, way too much. I'm not saying Suarez and Gallen aren't realistic, and maybe those are the two the Yankees target. The Yankees clearly need a third baseman more, and thank you for the call, Tony. But you're giving up way too much right there. Mauricio and Jet Williams alone is too much for that package. Now, that's a pretty big package. Gallen's not having a good year. You should be able to get him for a decent price. Suarez is going to cost you a little bit more, but remember, he's a free agent at the end of the year, so you shouldn't have to give up that much. Now, I don't believe Beatty would get a deal like that done, so maybe it is Mauricio and a lesser arm, but you're giving up Brandon Sproat, Jet Williams, Ronnie Mauricio. There's no way that it would take all that. And, you know, I don't even see the Mets need a power bat more so than the Yankees. I don't think it's a top priority. If I'm the Mets, I need a lockdown, no doubt about it, definitive, shutdown, high-leverage bullpen arm. And then in addition to that, I would want a center fielder and potentially a rotation piece. And then from there would be a third baseman. But you could argue that Suarez is going to be the best bat available. And he would help out a Mets lineup that truly doesn't have a five-hitter behind Pete Alonso. And he would be an upgrade over what they have at third base. Even with the potential of Mauricio, he'd be an upgrade. Now, obviously, he'd be an upgrade for the Yankees, but I think the Yankees need a different type of third baseman. Not that you turn away a 30-home run hitter, but the Yankees need a guy who could put the bat on the ball, hit for a higher average. They already have monsters up and down that order that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. To me, if I'm the Yankees, I'm looking for the best defensive third baseman who could put the bat on the ball and hit for a high average. That's what I want. The best well-rounded third baseman available. And I don't believe that Suarez. He's a strikeout machine. How many times are we going to see these all these home runs go to die in the postseason with all the strikeouts? He's not the perfect fit for the Yankees. And I don't think he's a great fit for the Mets because I think he's the least of what they need. But I think he could help, you know, lengthen out a weaker bottom part of the order. The Yankees lineup, if it's written out correctly and clicking right, everybody's healthy in there, they have a deep, scary lineup that puts fear in the opponents. Those are some tough at-bats. Guys who are threats to go out of the ballpark. They already have that. I don't think they need Suarez. But yeah, you're giving up. I don't mind the ballpark proposal, but I think you gave up way too much, which, by the way, I'd rather hear from callers that give up more than just, oh yeah, let's trade Beatty and Drew Smith for Gallen, Suarez, and maybe Ketel Marte. Moshi is calling from, is that how you say it, from New Jersey? Moshi?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Moshi.
Love the show. Thank you very much. First of all, you should talk to your WFAN fellow co-workers that we need a walk-up song before the game.
Oh, who needs a walk-up song before the game?
ESPN, football and everything. Bucks, a walk-up song.
Yeah, I know what a walk-up song is, and I'm not sure we're going down a good path there, but thank you for the call. We'll just move on before we get any weirder with that one. But, I mean, a walk-up song for who? I'm not sure I got that. And now, look, I am on remote, so I can't hear clearly, but I heard the da-da-da-da-da-da stuff, and I thought maybe it was time to move on. But anyway, we appreciate you taking the time. Casey is calling from Eastport, New York. What's up, Casey?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Good. What's on your mind, Casey?
So you took a lot of the words out of my mouth when it comes to Gino Suarez. So obviously expectations are incredibly high this time around. Cashman has been uncharacteristically brazen with his language in terms of his intentions this trade deadline. And this morning, yeah, I could talk myself into a guy like Suarez, you know, get excited for him if Brian Cashman goes out and makes the trade. However, you know, I was watching the John Boy recap of the fifth inning of the World Series, Game 5. And I was reminded of so many of this team's shortcomings. And I began to think, I don't think Suarez is really the answer. He's bad first, and also he's incredibly streaky, and he doesn't play great defense. He's either average or below average in pretty much every single aspect. So I think they're better off going after a guy like maybe Ryan McMahon and using their prospect capital to go after a guy like Zach Gallen and maybe Joan Durant from the Twins. But I just don't think Suarez is really the greatest fit, although I would be excited if they went out and got him.
Yeah, well, of course, but that's the trick here, Casey, right, where it takes a little bit of discipline, and thank you for the call. See, McMahon is not a fit either to me because, yes, he's a great defensive third baseman, but he's also a strikeout machine. I'm trying to limit the strikeouts in the Yankees lineup. But the hard part here is to show some restraint and discipline and not go get the big, shiny toy. We all hear about it. It's all fantasy because we're not, none of us, at least certainly not me, doing the due diligence to go scour every team. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin to say who's available. How do we do that? We have no idea as fans. So what you do is you follow the people who report on this stuff in the game, who talk to people and say, this guy might be available. I mean, we could do the math and say, well, these teams are out of it. Let's go see what third baseman, all the teams that are going to be out of it, who would be available, right? But we really don't know. So then we follow the reporters who do report on this stuff and have some intel. And by the way, I say some intel, like nobody really knows. But when you see the shiny name that we're all familiar with, the fantasy baseball name, oh yeah, Suarez, like 35 homers, he's a beast. You get caught up in that and you think this is the sexy move. It's the sexy move. It makes so much sense. Bring in the star player that's out there. And it sounds foolish to say, well, I don't want that star player. So I wouldn't say that I don't want that player. What I would say is, for the Yankees specifically, while third base is a clear area of need, I also think that there are other needs that come along with that. You're not changing any other position on the team. They're all locked in. So the only position that you, I mean, unless something happens with Volpe, but they said they're not going to change him. Now, that's a whole different argument, but unless significant injury happens within the next 2 weeks, the Yankees pretty much are what they're going to be in the field outside of third base. So it shouldn't just be, well, let's just upgrade third base because we need a third baseman. It should also be what is going to complement the lineup that we already have. And I don't think another guy that hits 30-plus home runs, that strikes out a ton, is the right complement to this already powerful Yankee lineup. That's the best way that I could say it. But, like, is it – would you, are you going to be mad if the Yankees get Suarez, which is a clear upgrade over Peraza? I just think that that line of thinking is a faulty line of thinking. Clearly, he would be an upgrade over Peraza. And he's not a butcher defensively, so it's all right. We get a good third baseman defensively, and he's going to hit the snot out of the ball. You get a ton of home runs. Yeah, but is that what you need? Whereas if you get a more well-rounded third baseman, who's that guy? I don't know. Maybe it's Garcia from the Royals. Now, is he going to be available? I don't know. He was an all-star with, what, 8 homers or whatever he has, but he's hitting 300. Plays great defense, puts the bat on the ball, can run. That's a player that can take a skill set that could be maybe more transferable to October, which has been a big bugaboo for the Yankees. That's what I'm getting at. Whereas why I think it might be a little bit better fit for the Mets is because the Mets still could use another power bat. Their lineup, while I'd put their top three, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, up against anybody in the sport, I don't put Nimmo on that level, and he's been good, and I like Brandon Nimmo a lot, but I don't put him on that level. I don't feel like he's a threat when he comes to the plate. When he's going well, sure, but he's too inconsistent. And then once you get beyond those first four, you know, Vientos, can you count on him? Maybe he starts to pick it up like he was going in the break, but there's still, he was supposed to be that extra bat in there, or one of the prime bats. He has not been that. Are you going to rely on that? Are you going to rely on Alvarez coming back? If all the Mets did their jobs coming into the year, Alvarez, Vientos in particular, combined with the other guys that we mentioned, then they wouldn't need 35 home run power bat either. But they haven't done that. So right now, beyond those big three, you could argue that the Mets need another threat in their lineup to protect Alonso. So you could live with the strikeouts because you could use another 30 home run bat. But I don't even love the idea anyway, and especially being that I think the Mets have much bigger needs. Sharon is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Sharon?
Hey, Sal. It was great hearing Willie. We need him.
How great was that? Wasn't that fun? It was fun to talk to Willie.
So good. Yes. I don't want anyone to forget that Brian Cashman has the Gerrit Cole insurance money to work with, $27 million that we're getting back that he can spend or put towards, you know, taking a contract on. So let's not forget that while we look for an actual baseball player. We want a baseball player. You're right. We don't want another slugger. Get us a baseball player who knows how to do all the baseball things.
Yeah, I just think it would be a better fit, Sharon, and thank you for the call. And I'm very curious to see how the Yankees are going to approach this deadline. Cashman's preparing for a big trade deadline. He's going to want to make a splash. That's what he always does. But is that just a name or is it the actual Mets fit? Yanks are going to do something big. You know it. I mean, you just know it. The Yankees always do. You know it. It's just a matter of if they get the right guy. I don't love McMahon. I don't love Suarez. Those guys are not perfect fits to me.
Hey, Sal, if you don't mind, I'm going to just jump in here for a sec.
Yeah, go ahead, Dove.
I think her premise was wrong because the insurance money comes back to the Yankees, but it still counts against the cap.
Right. So either way, even though they're saving money, it counts against the cap. Well, the Yankees are going to have to go and not worry about that. And that's part of what we were talking about earlier, whereas you're going to have to part with prospects and or cash. And I'm not sure how willing they're going to be to do that. I think they're going to be aggressive in their own way. Will it be enough? I'm not so sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What'd you have, a little dust up with him one time? He was saying that he was out here and that he didn't put you on the show or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was teasing him and he took it to heart. Like, he was like,
no.
Oh, yeah. I said, BT, relax. We're just kidding around. It's my man.
Well, we always love talking to you. And
good to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. Now, what is this? Hoff just sent me this. I want to make sure I get this right. Give me your, because I can't, I have half the thing here. Give me your charity that you're promoting, your September 13th. What do you got, a mustache
September
bash?
16th.
Oh, September 16th. Oh, my birthday. Oh, here we go. I got it now.
You're invited.
September, am I? Where is it? Yankee Stadium, Hard Rock Cafe, Yankee Stadium. You got the mustache bash. Battling against lung cancer.
Yes.
Go ahead, tell us about
yes.
this.
Yes, and we're honoring Daryl Strawberry this year. He's our honoree. 13th year, I lost my brother to lung cancer, and my family, which is a hideous disease. And most people think it's self-inflicted, but it's not, obviously. It affects every family. So what we do is we supply free CT scans and CAT scans that people that cannot afford to get these scans. So we give free scans out at New York Presbyterian, Brooklyn Methodist. And we have a good time, a lot of celebrities. We raise some money, and we want to bring awareness to lung cancer, and that's what we're trying to do. So we're a labor of love. We're just a family foundation. We don't have the big sponsorships. Sal, you know, wife and kids, you know, they lick the envelopes, put the stamps on, and so it's a labor of love for us, and we get to donate and hopefully save some people's lives with early screening, so we can give them free screening. So if anyone would like to come, they're more than welcome. Just go to our website, fredmazzilli.com. I appreciate you even talking about it, and hopefully we do good things.
Mustache Bash. Check it out. Lee Mazzilli, September 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium. All right, you were in the news recently because of Alonso's homer the other night in the All-Star game. I didn't realize, I guess I just never thought about it that much, only three Mets in the history of the All-Star game have homered. Alonso most recently, David Wright in 2006, probably both those guys. Wright's going to have his number retired Saturday. Alonso eventually if he stays with the Mets.
Yep.
And you, Lee Mazzilli, 1979.
Yeah, were you born then?
That was the year I was born. So so I came in September 16th of 79.
Yeah.
That game obviously was in July. I wasn't born yet.
You weren't born.
It was before I was born, man. You hit homers in the All-Star game.
Yeah, boy, it was the greatest. You know, back then, you know, it's different now. Obviously, the game has changed. But when I walked into that clubhouse. And just a few years removed from high school, you're talking about an awe of, like, my mouth open and looking at these players. You had Yastrzemski, Schmidt, Carlton, Parker, God rest his soul, Lou Brock, Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Bench. I'm like, are these people for real?
Insane.
It's insane. And it's one of the greatest times of my life. It was awesome.
All right. So, and I saw you post the clip on Instagram, your Instagram, which is a fun follow. What's your handle there? Lee Mazzilli? What is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Lee Mazzilli on Instagram. Two things that I noticed about it. The first, opposite field. Lefty, you hit it down the line.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know you had that kind of power.
I did not.
Lefty,
I did
opposite
not. I
field.
I did not. I was late on the swing, you know, and that's just late, and it was 316 down the line. And I hit it about 316 and a half.
Right,
I did. It went right over. But you know what? I rounded the bases like everyone else. Hit 500 home runs. It's okay. And I didn't know what hit me. It was just, it was one of the greatest days of my life. And you know something? I didn't realize what I did. And then I wound up facing one of my best friends in the game, in Ron Guidry, in the ninth inning. And we're such good buddies. And I didn't realize what I did till like 2 days later, because back then there was no social media.
Right.
You had to read the newspaper the following day to find out what you did or any headline. You know, no one was going crazy on radio. It was just a different era. And so like 2 or 3 days later, we opened up in San Diego, and there were articles in the San Diego paper. And I'm saying, well, San Diego, it was just different. It was different.
Who'd you hit it off of?
Jim Kern.
Okay, I'm not really familiar with him. Righty or lefty?
Right-handed. Okay. Hard throw.
Yeah. All right. The other thing that I noticed were the goggles. You had the glasses.
I wore glasses, yeah.
So those are regular, like, seeing eyeglasses, not baseball protective glasses.
No, they didn't have those back then.
Right. Yeah, so then my question is, because I'm more familiar with you, like, in 86 when you hit the home run. There's a drive off Mazzilli's back. Gone. They love me more here at Chase Stadium now. Remember that. But you were not wearing glasses, right? So what happened? Eye surgery? Where were you at?
No. I didn't think I needed them after. You know, Joe was managing me, Tori, and I happened to be wearing glasses for some reason. He says, you wear glasses? I said, no, not really. He says, well, you wear them. I guess I was in a slump. And he told me to wear them. That was it.
And so then you didn't really need them, but
no.
You were wearing them.
Yeah, I was wearing some contacts here after, but no, I didn't wear them after.
Were you ever worried about, like, the look? I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
No,
even to this day.
No.
And my mother, Lee Mazzilli, for years, you know what I'm saying? So you were, but the glasses maybe could be a unique look. But
see, you would think of that. I wouldn't think
of
that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
What'd you think of this year's All-Star game with the swing off?
I liked it. Surprisingly, I liked it, because now I was coaching when we played that extra inning game where we had to call it a tie.
Yeah, Joe was talking about it. He was managing the game.
Yeah, and I was coaching with him, and that did not go over well with the fans, trust me, at the time.
I mean, no, should it? Hey, come on, dude. The game ends in a tie? What is this?
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
You get guys looking on the field like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, that's what we said. Yeah. What do we do? Right. Joe, what are we doing? I don't know. Hold on. We're going to talk to the commissioner. That was it. I kind of liked it. It was different. I'm not crazy about all the new gadgets that are going on in baseball. I'm not. But I like the swing off. How about you? Did you like it?
Look, I think that swing off was more for the home run derby. That's what the home run derby should be. You get 10 swings, see what you could do. So I don't like the way that they've done the home run derby, and I also don't think a swing off should be deciding a game, although this is a game that doesn't matter. Here's what I didn't like. Pete got snubbed on the MVP.
He hit
a three-run homer in an all-star game against an all-star pitcher. Schwarber hit three home runs in the swing off against a batting practice pitcher, and he won the MVP. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm with you. I would have voted for Pete, but I thought the ending was kind of cool. I thought it was very dramatic and came down to the last swing. It put a little excitement into it. I liked it.
Where are you at now? You watch both the Mets and Yanks,
yes.
Or you watch one more than the other?
No. I'm right down the middle. You know, listen, Sal.
Political Maz, right down the middle.
No. That's one thing I'm not. I've been accused of. My family. They keep saying, my wife and family said, Dad, you need to. You just don't say the political correct thing. You have no filter. So, no, that's not me. Listen, I am one of the lucky ones in this city to be with two organizations in New York, growing up in Brooklyn. I mean, how do you just how? I played 10 years with the Mets. I was with the Yankees for almost 19 years total. I mean, I'm just very, very lucky. I really am, and that's why I'm pulling for a Subway Series. I don't know how to describe it. You know, most people say you're a Met because you play. That's fine. And then they say you're like, hey, whatever you feel is fine. You know, I'm good with it.
You were a Met. Now, you have an 86 championship ring?
Yes, I do.
Were you not on the postseason roster?
Yes, I was.
You were.
Did you forget about my hits in Game 6 and 7? You were a Met fan.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was only 7 years old at the time. They might not have made the highlight video.
Oh, it made it.
I remember
that
one.
No, it made it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking to your producer. He's like shaking his head like,
Sal, he remembers it. I don't remember your hits. You had hits. Give me the games again. Game 6 and 7? What? Don't shake your head.
You're a Met fan.
I was 7 years old. Hey, I remember Doc.
Never too young to be a Met fan.
I remember Doc and Darryl. I'm sorry, Larry. Pinch hits? Did
yeah.
you start?
Yeah. If you remember game six, I got a pinch hit that started the rally, I forget, in the seventh inning where we scored 3 runs. And in game seven, I got a pinch hit that started another rally. But in game six, that was the controversy with Darryl Strawberry when Darryl was taken out of the game. And he was mad at David Johnson because he was taken out of the game, if you recall.
Okay.
You need to brush up on your
Mets. Yeah, no, so, I am. Yeah, I'm talking to Liam Zilli, a member of the 86 Mets. I'm brushing up right now.
So he took – it's funny, too, because Star got really mad at him. He took him out of the game. And after the inning that we scored the 3 runs, I'm sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden, Davey says, you're in. And I went, huh, what, where? I'm in for who? He goes, you're in for Straw. And he double switched Straw for me in right field, and then Straw was really mad, which he had a right to be, because I was more shocked than anyone of going in. I mean, there wasn't the time to make a double switch for me. I mean, you know, when you double switch in managing, you never want to take out your 3 or 4
yeah.
ever,
yeah.
and or your DH now, and that's when they had a little.
Right there?
No. He was just upset. You know, just because he was taken out of the game. And every athlete should be mad or upset when they're taken out of the game for whatever reason, because we have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
That competitiveness in us that we want to keep playing. So, okay. Yeah, that happened.
Okay, you're right. Fair enough. I should know better as a Met fan, even though I was 6 or 7 years old.
Is that a
old.
First?
I'm
that
you actually you got admit, me.
You no, got, you're actually admitting that on air.
Yeah,
that
no,
you really
I always
wrong.
Admit what I'm wrong, and it happens quite often. I don't. Here's what I do remember about you. The antics that you pulled in the 2000 regular season Subway Series at first base with Knobloch and Zeal and the baseline stuff when you
I
were there.
I didn't pull
for,
anything.
No, you did pull something.
No,
you,
I was right.
For, no, you were, dude, come on.
I was right.
That was Bush. I remember that match.
I know it was Bush, but it was right. I was right, and I got the call.
I remember that. Yeah, I was the first batter of the freaking game. Yeah. Doc was back to pitch as a member of
That's
the Yankees.
Right.
I've talked with him about this quite a bit. I was there, and that was the first game of a day-night doubleheader that
That's right.
Clemens ends up drilling Piazza.
That's right.
But you got it started with telling the umpire.
I'm a coach.
That,
I didn't get anything started.
Okay.
No, and I didn't tell the umpire. And if you look at the replay, and you will look at the replay again, you'll see Todd Zeal was playing first base.
Yeah.
And Todd literally turned his back on the runner. So he didn't know that Knobloch was right behind him, and Knobloch ran into him. So they, and I called it. I didn't call it. I just told the umpire that was obstruction or whatever, and I got the call. And the great thing about this is the greatest thing is that Bobby Valentine yeah. was the manager. Now, Bobby and I were roommates together with the Mets.
Okay.
That's when you had to have roommates, and we were roommates together. And he's arguing and arguing. And he comes by, and as he's walking by me on the field after arguing with the umpire, he looks at me. Gives me a wink, and he says, good call.
Good call. Hey,
yeah, I love it.
I don't want to hear you or Bobby blaming my guy Todd Zeal. That was not
his fault.
Oh,
Todd's my man. I love Todd, but Todd forgot to turn around.
So I always, as a younger fan who was born after you hit that home run in the All-Star game, I knew the history, and I knew a little bit about 86. I know about the team, but mm-hmm. your history with the Mets in 86. I looked at you more as a Yankee just because of all those years. You had great success as a Yankees coach. I know you were manager with the Orioles right. after that. But I guess it depends what time you grew
no,
up.
No, there's no question. It's very generational. I agree with you. It's very generational. And, what, how old you are, where you're at. Most of the Mets fans, they don't even know who you are, unless you're around. Now, if I'm around a 20-year-old, they're not going to know who I am.
Did you?
It's okay.
Have you talked to Alonzo since he's in the
No,
club
I did not. I just said
Dude,
something.
Dude, you, Alonzo, and Wright.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And first of all, you're talking about a class act in Alonzo. What a good kid he is. I my son played with him a little bit in the minor leagues, so I got to know him a little bit. Happy for him. And David Wright having his number retired. They're all good character people, and that means a lot.
Were you there when Doc and Daryl had their numbers retired with the Mets?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. you've gone back to yeah. city quite a bit?
Yeah.
Where are you living now, in Florida or are you here?
I'm in Florida. I think we're going to come back up. I just have my granddaughter this 1 year birthday today.
Ah, happy birthday.
So I'm going back to for her birthday party, and I can't miss that. So
cooking or what do we got here?
We're going to order pizza.
Oh, okay.
Pizza. The big one's on Saturday, but today is family. And,
you're such an Italian.
Yeah. Well, that's what I am.
I know, I get
well,
it.
I am what I am.
Oh, so am I. I'm yeah. just saying. You'd
you're
call
a
me...
lunatic Italian.
You, I don't
a
know
fan.
What that means, lunatic
Italian. You're a lunatic Italian. But I love you.
Love you too, Baz. What do you think here? We'll finish up with the Mets and Yankees yeah. current stuff. You think both these teams have a legit chance to go to the World Series or win a World Series?
Yes, they do. And I've always said this. Now with the wild card, it changes the whole dynamics of playing. You need to play well for 3 weeks in October, end of story, like the Mets did last year. They played well and they advanced. And I've been around where we went to the World Series in 03. I just felt like, the Marlins really didn't deserve to be on the field at the same time comparing teams, and they wind up beating the Yankees in the World Series. You need to play well for 3 weeks. You need pitching. Both teams need to supplement their pitching and relief pitching. They need to get some. They want the Yankees looking to find a steady third baseman where you can put in the lineup every day. But you need this because you get to the playoffs and the manager is using the same three guys every day,
yeah.
three, four guys every day. So you could, cut down and really, depending on if a starter can get into the bullpen and change their role a little bit. But it's just, you can score 10 runs, but if you don't hold them, that means nothing.
Which manager you like better, Mendy or Booney?
Oh, come on.
Putting you on a spot.
Because you have a guy that has a lot more experience, and I've been with both of them, so it's like saying, you know, who do I like?
Which kid is your favorite?
You or BT?
Well, that's an easy answer.
Yeah, BT.
Yeah. Hey, only one of us denied you from coming on the show. Don't forget that.
No, that's an unfair question. That's an unfair question with your friend. I'm so proud of Mendy because he was there when I was there a little bit in the minor leagues, and he came such a long way, and he learned a lot. He paid his dues, and I like it when people pay their dues in this game and something different. So, I'm pulling for a Subway Series. This city needs it again. It really does.
I love it. I think it'd be great. And I think both teams, like in 2000, the Yankees were clearly on another level in the midst of a dynasty.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, when I was coaching for the Yankees in 2000, I had mixed emotions, obviously, you know, running out there and then playing there. But there was a lot more pressure on the Yankees to win than the Mets were at that time.
There's right, no, but no you doubt. Guys were at a different level.
It doesn't matter.
Whereas the Mets were still, like now I think that they're equal footing.
Yes, they are, but it doesn't matter when you're in a World Series and saying that you are above them. And not by any means. Not by any means, because that series could have went either way after game one. And they were a good team. They weren't just a lucky team to get there. They were a good team. So, no, we felt pressure of every game winning that. Because the Yankees had no choice but to, option really, but to win that series.
When are you going to Mets Alumni Day?
No.
Okay.
Because that is from the 2000 on.
Oh, yeah. That is right. They did a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different this year. I think it's, from 2000 years.
He was doing something with maybe a little more recent. I know they got a couple of different teams in there. All right. And it's also, I think.
Old timers for the Yankees.
You going to that or no? Wait a second.
I don't know how. I go where they're invited.
You're going to old-timers for the Yankees, but not Mets alumni, and you expect me to look at you as an 86 Met?
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
I mean, I have a hard time doing that.
Me too.
Wait, so you wanted
but I wasn't invited. But I wasn't invited
to. Well, let's get Jay on the horn and say, come on, we need a zillion there. Glasses and all.
I can only go. Listen, you don't want to go where you're not invited. So, that's their thing. It's a new era for the younger guys, and I think it'll be great. They'll do a good job.
Are you playing in a Yankee game?
No. I'm going to help them manage the game and get all the plays that are hurt that want to play and try to get them in the lineup because playing in an old-timers day now, we cannot walk for 2 or 3 days after. Trust me.
I was talking to Piazza, Johnny Franco about this not too long ago, and even those guys who are a little bit younger than you, they're like,
they're not that much younger. Franco's old, man. He don't tell you. He doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell his real age.
Yeah, he just had another surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
All right, Lee, so we'll catch you two on the 16th, September 16th, Tuesday night.
Yep.
The mustache, what do you call it here?
Mustache Bash.
There you go, the mustache bash.
Lung cancer awareness for free CT scans at Hard Rock Cafe, Yankee Stadium.
Give the website again.
FredMazzilli.com.
FredMazzilli.com.
And we're honoring Daryl Strawberry. He's our honoree this year. So everyone's welcome.
You still tight with Daryl?
Yeah.
See, I remember in Game 6 and 7 of the 86 World Series.
You know what?
He hit that big homer in Game 7.
Yeah, he did. And real proud of what he's become and what he's doing right now. He's just a good person.
That was a wild bunch you had back then, huh?
Yeah, but not as wild as people think. You know, you get a story, one says, and someone writes this, and then next thing you know, it's a mad chaos. I mean, trust me, it wasn't that crazy is what people think.
I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. I'll be going to my grave with a lot of that stuff.
A couple more visits in studio. Maybe we get some out of you. Lee, thank you for the time.
Sal, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and thank you for mentioning our foundation. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Anytime you need something, you let us know. Happy birthday to your granddaughter as well.
You.
Enjoy the family.
Sophia,
there you go. Happy birthday, Sophia, and enjoy the pizza tonight.
Thank you, my man.
I got to be honest with you. This is a great show, and I'm mad at myself. I was just talking with Maz a little bit off the air. I'm mad at myself that I don't look at Lee Mazzilli as an 86 Met. I remember the home run that he hit because it's in the video. Like, if you're a Met fan, you've watched that 1986, you'll remember. I've seen it a million times. There's a drive off Mazzilli's bat. Gone. And they love him even more here at Chase Stadium now. It was Bob Costas on the call after Mazzilli got traded back to the Mets. But I don't, for whatever reason, when I talk to him, and we've had him multiple times, I don't look at him as an 86 Met. It's crazy to me. Maybe it's because he wasn't on the top set as a kid. I don't remember. Or maybe because it wasn't as impactful. You know, he said he had a couple big hits in there, so I don't know why I don't remember them. But, man, he was there again with the Mets. Obviously, he was a Met before that, teammates with Joe Torre before he got traded in 82. Which he said to the – he got traded to the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, right. He got traded to the Yankees after that, which I didn't had no recollection of. And then he comes back in 86 and was with the Mets from 86 to 89. So he was a long-time Met, and, man, probably get some dirt on those 86 teams from him. Off the air, of course. He's not going to tell those stories on it. But what fun is that, Lee? Come on. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the calls here, and then coming up next hour, Sandy Alderson will join us. He's coming on at 1:20, so he'll call us, and we'll talk to him about, of course, David Wright. And I really want to get into what was going on with the contract stuff back then, because you remember, Sandy was a longtime general manager with the Mets, and he was trying to dig them out. This was after the Madoff stuff, and Sandy really didn't have that much money to spend. And I want to get into the Reyes stuff, how that ended up going, where Reyes walked, and also David Wright. Like, was there any realistic possibility that David Wright was going to walk? I remember talking about it on SNY in, what was it, 2012, 13, whatever the year was. I forget the exact year, but I was still in my infancy stages at SNY. Somehow I've survived 15 years, knock on wood. But I remember saying, like, if they don't sign David Wright, fold up shop. Like, you already lost Reyes. You don't sign Wright. What are we doing here? And obviously Wright talks about it in the Wright Way, which will premiere tonight on SNY at 6:30. Talks about how he never really wanted to leave the Mets. But still, you don't know if they didn't have it. Reyes didn't want to leave the Mets either. But Reyes told me they never offered him a contract. Anyway, we can clear all that up with Sandy Alderson coming up at 1:20. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Leary is calling from Bergenfield. What's up, Leary?
Hey, Sal, how are you? Thanks for taking the call, and I really enjoyed all the interviews you've done on the show today. They've been fantastic.
Thank you. It's been fun, man. I love talking with these guys. What's on your mind, Leary?
Great insight. So, two things. First off, with the Mets at the trade deadline, I'm a big Mets fan. I don't think they're going after any bats, and I think that's okay. I think that this lineup should be able to hit itself into good positions in the second half of the season and the postseason. They need to be looking at starting pitching. We have some of the most unreliable starting pitching in health terms, and I think it's nuts to think that we're just going to get through this part of July all the way to hopefully the promised land without getting another starting pitcher, Sal. That's exactly where they got to go.
I don't know, Leary. Now, I think that they will, and thank you for the call and for the kind words. We appreciate that. My priority would be bullpen. They need bullpen arms. Like legit high-end bullpen arms. As a matter of fact, I'd rather have two high-end, high-leverage bullpen arms than I would one depth starter. I don't believe the Mets are going to be shopping at the high-end starter market or grocery store or whatever. I don't know. We could talk to Sandy about shopping in the gourmet section if you want, but I don't know where the Mets are going to be looking as far as the rotation goes. My inkling, and based off of what David Stearns has done, the way he's operated, would be that they would probably look for more of a depth piece. Zach Gallen's name has been mentioned out there, so maybe something like that, which I would not be opposed to. Just another arm. If something happens with Manaea or Senga, they're screwed. So do you want insurance for that and try to go get the best arm out there and make a trade for one of the top starting pitchers out there? Oh, all right, maybe. I don't know if I would invest the resources in that when I know that they need bullpen. Like, even if you get a high-end starter, they're still going to need bullpen. So that's where I would start. If I'm Stearns and the Mets, I'm looking at we need at least one, probably two, even with Brooks Raley coming back, probably two high-leverage bullpen arms. That's the number one thing this team needs. Remember, you got to think about the postseason. Forget July and August. I know that's important. I'm thinking postseason here. Whether it's wild card round, divisional round, CS, whatever. Think postseason. You're going to need those horses out of the bullpen. Those, no doubt about it, lights out bullpen arms. And they don't have enough of them. They have Edwin Diaz and that's it right now. Maybe Raley can be that. I have no idea if, you know, I wouldn't trust Stanek. I don't trust Reed Garrett. I think they're okay. They're okay as sixth or seventh inning guys. Not high leverage, oh my God, series on the line, postseason on the line, eighth or ninth inning guys. Obviously, you have Diaz in the ninth. And Diaz is going to have more than just, you know, three out saves, of course. I want Diaz to have a running mate out there. The top arm. But we'll see what they do. I wouldn't be opposed to adding another starter. I don't know if it's going to be a high-end guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.